I got it.
Alive?
Okay. Okay. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman. Elohim Tov.
Okay. It is not my day to speak. It is Ladies' Day here at S4C. But I'm standing here because all of you people that are watching around the world that are on the email, I promised you I'd do a Bible study from Psalms 119 to Psalms 127 and then show you what the Lord gave me. It's very, very interesting. I think a lot of people will be shocked. And I want to share it with you, but I want you to have the Bible study before Wednesday night. So I'm going to have Pastor Ben email it out to everyone. If you're not on the email list, let us know that you didn't get it, and we'll make sure you get the Bible study to follow us. Meanwhile, my wife and Pastor Ben's wife are going to be speaking today, and I'm going to pray them in. And then I'm going to get out of here. Well, you know.
Amen.
Praise God. That's how the church was in the early days. You know that, right? Yeah. More than one would speak. Amen. And then we'd weigh it, okay? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for all the people that are here, Father God. We thank you for the word that's going forth, Father God, that will pierce hearts, Father God, and encourage people to live for you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Here you go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, I wouldn't say we're both speaking. I'm just kind of introducing her with a little bit of something that she asked me to do. But I'm excited to hear what God has for us today. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to be really quick, but I was thinking about it when she talked to me about her title, which is Hope in the Midst of Affliction. Amen. And I thought about, you know, when we're watching, you may not be dealing with a personal trial at the moment or one that makes you feel like you're in despair at the moment. And you may. But also, if you watch the news today, that would just put you in a tailspin, right? If you watch news for a good 10 minutes, you're basically feeling like there is just no hope. There's no escape. There's no way out. But in James, he says, in this life, you have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. There is hope for the believer. Amen. If you are in Christ, there is hope to overcome. And it's not just overcome when I'm raptured, which is the ultimate overcome. But we can overcome right here and right now. Amen. We can overcome and we can walk in hope because who is our hope? Christ Jesus, he is our hope. And when we find ourselves, we said it earlier, when we find ourselves hidden in him, the hope that we have is greater than anything that the world can lay at your feet. Amen?
Amen.
Lamentations 3:19 says, I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them. And my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
When you find yourself feeling weighed down by the cares of this life, you need to remember and be like David and encourage yourself and tell yourself that the Lord's love is not consumed. His compassion does not fail. It never fails. It is always there.
Amen.
Great is his faithfulness.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to bring up Pastor Drea to share what God has given her.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Do I have enough string to move?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I can keep you right here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then I might have to bring some folks to me.
There you go.
Amen.
Any further than that.
Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank the Lord this morning and just bless you guys. I want to first by started off by just thanking the Lord for my sisters. I want to thank the Lord for Tahira
and Nicole, they challenge me differently, but the anointing is the same. Amen?
Amen?
And I love it because they keep me, their accountability for me. Amen? So you're when you're looking at someone and they're speaking life into you and they check you when you're off, that's accountability. Amen?
Amen?
And I love that. And I hope that you all have that in your life. It's very important. I think the Lord had Nicole open today. It's because we need to remember that we need each other. Amen? We're not in this alone. We need to encourage one another. I'm not loud enough?
No.
Amen. Okay. Well, praise God. All right. There it is. I'll try to be careful, y'all, because you know I get excited. But I'm super excited because the word that went forth, Lisa, right on point. Right on point. Nicole, of course, right on point. So let me get into what I want to share today. And I'm going to go where Lisa let off. Amen. Sorry. See, I told you the bass gets in and it's on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ex-cheerleader now using my voice for God. Amen. So y'all know I'll get excited in a minute. But I love the point of humility. I want us to understand that this world, the conflict in this world, the challenge in this world, causes the desperate state of the nation. Nicole mentioned it in her, how the surroundings and the circumstances can continue to pull us down. And we want to be in a desperate state. We want to be in humility for the right way. You understand what I'm saying to you? You can't be desperate yet prideful. Amen? If you're prideful, you're in the exact opposite of the position that the Lord needs to be in. Humility. How many times through the word does he speak of humility?
Yeah.
We need to be in a place where we're not afraid for help. Afraid to call unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen? So today I invite you to I am reminded that people say, well, he got delivered while he was in prison. Why is that you think that is? There is a very good reason why deliverance happened while someone's in prison. It's the voice. And I hear all these other voices that they can finally concentrate on one thing. When you can name the things that are in your atmosphere, God has finally got your attention.
Yeah.
You have been stripped down, and he wants to do that with us spiritually. Amen. He wants to call us spiritually in order to hear him, that we understand his voice above all others.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you would, turn to Jeremiah 15 and 16. Amen. 40. He walked in obedience for 40 years. He shared the same message of repentance for 40 years. He wasn't the hero that David was when he was eventually crowned. Joseph ended up being second in command, even though he was in prison and had to labor through prison. Jeremiah had to stay on this pretty much in defeat.
Yeah.
He didn't get to really see the glory of this, right?
Yeah.
But he continued in his hope regardless. That means we can rise above our circumstances.
Yeah.
We can change the way we think about things. In Jeremiah, he had two active things as he's stepping and holding on and fighting against hopelessness. The first thing he did, when words were found, I ate them. He devoured the word of God.
Yes.
He teaching of God ministered to us, and he only had a couple of prophets that were written before him. Hosea and Isaiah, that was it for him. A minister prophet that the Lord spoke to the Lord do for Jeremiah. He came and he touched him. Even in the disappointment, 15 and 4, and you can go if you like, or you can write. I can move pretty quick. I'll try to. But Romans 5 said, for everything that was in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in scriptures and the encouragement they provide, that we might have, amen? That's exactly what I just shared with you. That eating up, devouring the word gives us a sense of hope.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
We have got to get where we're not Jesus. The second he did, and we're just going right now. So you want to keep your finger in Jeremiah, even though I'm going to be bouncing around a little bit. Amen?
Yeah.
The second thing he did is he did not sit in the assembly. That regardless of what's going around with you, we cannot allow ourselves to turn to that mess. We us and not the other way around. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Jeremiah 15 and 19 says, and I have, I learned from my pastor over here, I have two different translations. Amen? The first one said, therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Let the people turn to you, but you must not turn to them. Words rather than worthless ones, you will be my spokesman. You must influence them. Do not allow them to influence you.
Amen.
Do not allow the people around us to continue to speak the hate. Screw that disappointment onto us. We are the light.
Yeah.
Amen. Right in that way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So that we're encouraging other people and not being pulled down. Amen. Go to Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I break that scripture down, does somebody want to read it for me? Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. T, you got it?
Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not spoken in the Lord. For he shall be like
Amen. 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 So now let me just break that down for y'all. That was just awesome. I'm going to tell you so awesome. The Hebrew word, Sandy, help me with this Hebrew word for trust.
Bata.
This is a place of or safe. Amen. So follow me as we go down this. The Lord is telling you a question, is telling you an answer to a question right now. He's asking you, he's telling you who you should trust and what the problem is, right? In 17 and 5, cursed is the one who trusts in man and who draws strength from his own flesh. We don't have any strength in our flesh. I mean, we speak of people that you say, I need to get right first. You cannot get
right.
You cannot get right first. You need the Holy Spirit in order to help you, in order to clean it up, because we cannot do anything on our own accord. We need Christ. With that scripture, that teaches, we don't have any control. We never did. That's why the Spirit, the Spirit, self-control, that self-control cannot happen without Christ in you. You realize that you are in control. It's either control of your life or enemy. If it's any sense to anybody, but it blessed me this morning. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes. 17 and 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Let me tell you his outcome. Blessing in the Lord. Instability, nourishment. We speak that here and we believe that and we know it to be true.
Amen.
Let it be productive while you're here.
Amen.
Bless somebody. Nurture somebody. Help somebody. Speak a word into somebody. My mom and my sister, I love them. Their little ministry that they do, it's not little. It's big in God's heart, right?
Amen.
they will watch. They will watch. They will see a neighbor that might need something, and they'll deliver fruit. They'll deliver a basket of extremely overweight to where he couldn't walk down the street. So just write him a little love letter. My mom has beautiful handwriting. That's one thing. She's an artist, and for whatever reason, her penmanship just flows like ink on a drawing. It's just a beautiful writing. She wrote him just a little something of encouragement and dropped some scriptures. Following weeks, beginning to simple thing, just walking around the block. Just walking around the block. Yeah. We don't know what someone, just take a moment at your day to recognize somebody else is hurting beside yourself.
Amen.
This way world, not you by yourself. Amen. So see what we can do to nurture somebody else. Yes. Nurture somebody else. Deliver a couple more seeds. Amen. Be a blessing to somebody. Amen.
Yes.
Trusting in human resources will leave us like shrubs in a desert that dries up and dies. When we make God our hope, we can weather the storm. We don't have to go through these dry droughts. Amen. Because when they're dry, there's times, right? There's times where we are going to be struggling. It doesn't, we said that there's more problems in this world. But the way you focus your hope, the way you focus your thoughts in Christ, change that out. It won't change it. There's still a problem, but definitely changes the way you respond to it.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel 40:12. I'll hold for a minute. 47:12. Amen. You guys are looking for that scripture. I wanted to make reference of a couple of books because I will be sharing out of these books today. Girls with Swords by Lisa Bever.
Bever.
I will share a page. This, amen, great book. It's a great book. Amen. And thank you, Pastor. And then freaking for a Rebuilding the Real You. Rebuild, and they have ministered to me. And a couple of excerpts from them. Praise God. So Ezekiel 47:12 reads, fruit trees all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will serve for food and their leaves filling. Mm. Hallelujah. One more translation. Fruit tree will be the fruit. The verse symbolizes the blessings of God. We're flowing to His blessings, to His throne. Amen. To Him we're bearing the fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Let's ensure that we're always, even in our part, even in the fruit of who we are in Christ, we walk differently about. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just mentioned that I wanted to share something out of Lisa's book. I'm sure that's why it kind of touched me. So I want you guys to kind of follow me through this kind of testimony. I caramelized to work with what I wanted to share today, but I think you'll feel me just the same. The Destroyer of Hope. The Destroyer of Hope still crouches in the shadows of nightmares as he waits to pounce on all those who dare to dream. The dragon purposefully divides, demeans, and discourages anyone who hopes to rise and move into the light by daring to dream. How many times have you seen the serpent coil in the shadows hidden until it was time to pounce on your hopes and dreams? When you were a little girl or a little boy, maybe the dragon spoke words to turn your hopes to ashes. Maybe he twists words until your hate and shelter of your home turned into an empty shell of a house.
Maybe someone rode dragon's wings in the night and came to you in a dark place and touched you in places that made you feel ashamed and dirty. Maybe, as a for this, wanted this, you were the ones who made it. I'm here to tell you that hope will rise. That we're shamed by, because God is not shamed. Amen. John 10:10, we said the scripture like 3 or 4 times this morning. The London, he's here. But don't have to continue to remember the word. I need you to say that I was that person. I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. I was. Romans 5:5 put us to shame. God's love poured out our heart through the Holy Spirit, which has been given. The Spirit that way. As soon as we sin in the Holy Spirit, amen, to minister to us, lift us. Amen? Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, will walk about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brother in the world. But may the God of grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while, perfect as straddle you, be the glory. Amen. 18 reminds us to consider that the present sufferings can even compare to the glory of God. What is in store for us? Why is that? We recognize in Christ.
Amen.
We hobby in that disasters have happened. They are trying to take hope every way they can. They don't want us praying in school. They don't want us talking about the word of God. They are trying to quench the hope. Everybody knows in this room that hope cannot allow it to happen. We have to continue to walk in that hope and that boldness and the love of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Let us not be frustrated by what's going on, because God is bigger. God is bigger. And we are different because of it. This girl was known because she, someone said, shotgun, which everybody in this room knows shotgun means I want to sit in the front seat. She thought shotgun meant he had a shotgun. So he spilled his drink on him, and she zapped him with her laser tag, and he was on fire. So now everybody knew her by the girl that laser tagged the guy that hollered shotgun. But later in through the movie, why did I keep watching it? Y'all just pray for me. Later on through the movie, she ends up taking down the Cartel family. She ends up like doing that. You know, so now she had a new identity. But someone saw her, and she's like, oh, I know who you are. And she went in, and he was like, no, you took down the Cartels. See, we can change our identity,
yes.
Right? We don't have to be that same person, that same mistake, that same thing we did back when.
Yeah.
We are a new person, and we need to go in a different, our new deliverance.
Yeah.
I sure hope that nobody reflects back to who that person was. If that's the case, then I have to reintroduce them to myself, because I am no longer that person.
Amen?
Amen? We walk differently in Christ. Amen? We are blessed by Christ and his change in us. And that should be all up in us. Amen? That should be all up.
Amen.
Lamentations, where Nicole said, I want to go back. Hallelujah. I remember my afflictions and my wanderings, the bitterness and the gall. I remember them, and my soul is cast down within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. There are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I myself, the Lord, is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for salvation of the Lord. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust, and therefore may yet be hope. Amen. Jack Hayford, the other book I'm reading, he says your salvation solves one problem, the relationship with God. It begins the relationship to get right, right? But it doesn't solve the problem in your life. It is only by walking through the door, patiently pursuing, the only problem will finally be resolved. That's when the problem will finally be resolved. Is you now have a relationship with Christ. But if you don't nurture, build, consume that relationship, allow it to be your new voice. The problems are still there, and they're still ugly, and they're still tearing you down. They don't have to. Amen? They don't have to. Hallelujah. We talked about a lot the words that come out of our mouths. And I heard Priscilla Presley this week, and she said it like this. We don't give the enemy tools until we complain. Flip that thing around. Be careful. Even as you're sharing a situation with your ability sisters, check you even. Because we said, I need you to pray for me first. I started off by saying I need prayer in this. Now I get to throw it all out and throw up all over the place. No, I don't get to say it that way. I still need to watch my words because there's flight in those words. Speak Jesus in every situation. Speak Jesus. We're in here talking about hope and even trust in those promises. We have to eat up the word of God. Allow it to minister to our heart. Amen?
Amen.
Jeremiah predicted that after the destruction of the nation, God would send a new prophet, a new Messiah. He would lead them into a new future, a covenant, a day of hope. The Lord reminds us how wicked we are. So we hard to change, to line up with the right. Don't have one you're saying and then feeling a totally different thing because you didn't. Even your own doubt, even your opposite of what God's teaching is, your fear is opposite of God's love. Do something in boldness, each and every one of us. Word, a purpose for each and every one of us. He calls us to him.
Yes.
Blessed be the Lord today. Work with God. Know that God is there. Know that he's in that room. If you have to imagine everything in your prayer time, in your prayer closet, and you can name the five things in the room mentally and know that you're complete for God's throne, do just that. Amen. I pray that you're encouraged today. That we recognize that God is a real person in our life. That he is something that we can touch and feel and allow him to minister to us. Allow him to be my friend, my pastor, my father, my helper.
Yes.
Amen. He is all those things.
Yes.
And he's the best of those things.
Yes.
We sometimes complain about where we lack in. God gave it to us. We are already winning this thing. He gave us the tools. He gave us the way.
Yes.
He gave us accountability partners.
Yes.
He gave us saints, y'all. You're not alone in this. Everybody in this room has a situation that they have to go through. They have a fight that they're in. They have a battle that they are working out with the Lord. The difference is, again, how are you working out your battle? Are you allowing God to fight, or are you trying to do it in the flesh? And the Holy Spirit to work that thing out in you, or are you trying to do it all by yourself? Not allow Satan to tell you you could do it by yourself and isolate you. That's a trick of the enemy. Cast down that thought and get with somebody. Walk that thing out. Step in to Christ, not step out of your help. Let's work together. Those on YouTube, I know it's real easy just to, that this is your only correspondent. Get with other saints. If that is it, if you're having trouble finding a church, I do understand. But find some fellow believers that you can believe with and pray with and talk to and talk about your circumstance and have them hold you accountable.
Amen.
We need that accountability because we will slip up in a minute. We'll get lazy. Cannot get lazy in the spirit. We got to fight for this thing.
Amen.
We cannot give up. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. I'm done.